This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, so the Detroit Tigers back in action this afternoon, coming off yesterday's thrilling win over the Houston Astros in Game 1 of the American League Championship Series. And on the broadcast here on 97.1 The Ticket and the Tiger Network is Bobby Scales, who joins us now. He, of course, joined Dan Dickerson for that yesterday. Bobby, how tense were you in the ninth inning? We've been talking about this with the listeners. What was it like for you?
I was less than comfortable, Doug. but, you know, I've been less than comfortable for the majority of the last 2 months. But these guys are unbelievable. They find a way to make pitches and make plays in the tightest situations, and they did it again last night.
Yeah, I heard right at the intro of the broadcast, you were talking about the umpiring and how important a role they're going to play in this game and in this series, because if you were speaking specifically about Valdez, if he's able to get that low strike, it could be a long day for the Tigers, and he wasn't getting that low strike, and it wasn't such a long day.
Well, it was pivotal for him because he dominates the bottom of the zone, and then with that sinker, and with his sinker, you got to see it up. And so if it starts mid-thigh or lower, you need to let it go. Now, it's easier said than done, and it's real easy when you're sitting in the broadcast booth, but that's the attack plan you have to have. If Tony Randazzo was going to give him that a ball, two balls down, he's just going to start it down there and pound the zone all day, and it's going to be a boatload of ground balls. But he didn't. And fortunately, it forced him to come up in the zone. He did that, and the Tigers had really good approaches all day long on getting that ball up, getting it, the right-handed hitters, getting it close to him, because his ball runs a lot away from right-handed hitters as well. They got it up, they got it close to them, allowed for that run to take over, and they stayed in the middle of the field, and it was a real treat to watch.
The other thing you guys talked about in the pregame, and it absolutely happened, was getting runners on the base pass, creating havoc that way, putting pressure on the Astros, and having a patient approach at the plate. It's exactly what happened. The Tigers didn't go 1-2-3 at the entire game. I mean, is that something that they had told you before the game? We're going to work counts, and we're going to get guys on base.
I don't think it's much as much as having a approach of working counts, having a quality at bat to be getting the first pitch in the zone you want and firing on it. I think the definition of a quality at bat is a little bit nebulous, but you kind of know it when you see it. And so those guys, and this has really been the genesis of this team. As soon as they made the move to bring all the young guys up, you see over time the quality of the at bats just really increase, and just more of them each and every game. And then as far as running the bases goes, that's what these guys have done during this same stretch. They have run the bases, two base advances, that they're at the top of the league, going first to third, top of the league. So, I mean, it's just getting guys on and creating traffic. Robert Valdez does such a good job of keeping guys off the bases that he doesn't deal with a boatload of traffic out there. And so you want to get him in a zone that he's not comfortable in. And fortunately for the Tigers, it worked out.
In this series, I mean, it feels like you can't find two teams that are further apart from each other when, in terms of experience in the postseason. Houston's got boatloads of it. The Tigers have none of it, other than like Matt Vierling. because it's only a three-game series, does that actually play to the advantage of the Tigers because they can't get caught up on all this? It's so quick. It could be done so quickly that really relying on, oh, having a Game 7 experience, it doesn't even come into play.
Scott, that's a fair point. I think it has more to do with the makeup of the guys on this team. I don't think they care. I genuinely don't. I don't like the take, while it may be true that these guys are young, they're inexperienced, and so they don't know any better. These guys know. They're not dumb. They read all the stuff. They see all the stuff. They got buddies back home who are saying, hey, dude, look what you guys are doing. You're not supposed to be here. Well, I got news for you. They do. They don't care. They are supposed to be here. They earned this trip. They believe in it. They believe in each other. And, you know, you guys have all been around teams that once that rock of belief starts rolling downhill, man, watch out.
So Bobby Scales joining us here on 97.1 The Ticket. I want to lean on two things, two positions you've held in your career, post-player, and maybe bring some insight into what the Tigers have done. I want to start when you were with the Angels, you were the director of player development. Right. What can you say about player development right now? Because they are taking guys whose ERAs are in the sevens in the minor leagues, and they're below three in the majors. How does that happen?
Well, so there's a couple pieces to this. Number one, the belief that any player can get better to the last day they're playing, regardless of what the age they are. You have to believe that if you operate in the player development space. You have to believe that if you're a major league coach, especially in today's game, where today's game is much younger than it's ever been. You're getting guys who are not far along in their career. You're getting them at the major league level a lot earlier. So the idea that more development has to happen at the major league level is that's not just the Tigers. That's everywhere in the big leagues. I think the second piece to that is that the staff has done such a good job of figuring out, okay, and when I say staff, I'm talking collective staff from the major league staff, Chris Fetter, down to Gabe Rivas, who's director of pitching, all the way down to minor leagues. Let's get guys, let's figure out what they're good at and make that a superpower. And, you know, sometimes the reason some of those minor league ERAs aren't very good is because you can go out there and you're working on a specific thing. You're working on a specific pitch. You're working on a specific objective in that outing. You might get whacked. So you might see a guy with a 7. You may see a guy with a 6.5 ERA in AAA. Ty Madden's numbers down in AAA were not good, but they were working on something that's going to give him an opportunity to be good at the major league level. And if you look at the back half of the year in AAA, he was very good and he was very effective. And that's because he changed the arsenal up a little bit and changed a couple of grips on his pitching. That's made all the difference in the world. So you kind of have to throw out to a certain degree, minor league numbers without context, without proper context being given to him.
Second thing is after you worked in player development, we were on the field with the Pirates as an assistant fielding coordinator, which brings me to where Spencer Torkelson was with two outs in the ninth inning. He was in the perfect place. And sometimes that's luck, and sometimes it's by design. As a guy who worked in fielding, was it by design, or was it just, hey, one of those baseball things?
Well, I think it's a little bit of both. I mean, you do your best. I mean, the team of analysts behind the scenes that are working in the clubhouse that no one ever sees, those guys are unbelievable at taking the high-level data, really high-level data, distilling it down and presenting Joey Cora and George Lombard and the rest of the guys who are primarily responsible for the fielding, for the positioning of the infield and outfield, for putting them in an area where you believe they're going to hit the ball to you. And sure, Torque was standing right there, but there's also some baseball guys that said, here, just go well. So, but the Tigers take a lot of pride in that. They've been very good at that. Over the course of the last few years, having their guys closer to where the ball is hit than most teams, they're at the top, they're certainly in the top 10, I think in the top 5 of that as well. And so, yeah, there's a little bit of both. I mean, there's some dumb luck never hurts the cause either. Let's just be honest.
Out of necessity, the Tigers pitching staff, they've had to cobble things together with basically a maybe even a 2.5-man rotation for like the last 6 or 7 weeks of the season here. It's worked out tremendously well. The Tigers have the best earned run average since August 1st in Major League Baseball, and obviously their record is the best in baseball since August 11th. Is this sustainable for the future? Are other teams going to try to emulate what the Tigers have done? Is this the evolution of baseball with pitch counts and everything else that you're just going to go with the staff in a different way than what's been traditional with 5 starters?
I would say not 2.5 for sure. I think you can do this maybe once or two times through the rotation. I definitely think that you want at least four or five starters that you know. You wake up in the morning, we're going to write these guys down, and they're going to get the ball pitch one. That's the idea. Right after the trade, Jack Flaherty was sent to Los Angeles, and then shortly thereafter, Reese Olson went down. And so you really only had Scoobal and Montero in the rotation at that point. So the question is, okay, how can we get creative here, and how can we deploy our assets in a way that's going to give us the best opportunity to navigate this game? And this was the answer. You've seen this done in short stints prior with teams like Oakland, with teams like Tampa, and other teams have tried this too. The opener is not a new concept. I think the opener in volume like this, just quite frankly, out of absolute necessity, there's some strategic advantage too, but out of necessity, is something that I don't know that this is sustainable long term. Over the course of 162 games, I don't believe it's sustainable. But in a short stint, which 6 weeks may seem like a long time, but it's a short stint in the grand scheme of a baseball season. Clearly, it's work.
So you guys, we were talking about how you guys were on top of what the Tigers were going to have to do to beat Framber Valdez yesterday. What about today? What are things we should be looking for today?
Well, interestingly enough, Hunter Brown, Wayne State kid, and shout out to Wayne State, shout out to our friend Coach Ryan Kelly over there running a great program.
Yes, sir.
He's similar. He's different. He's similar. He's going to do, obviously, he's right-handed, but he has a very different arm angle than Framber Valdez. Framber Valdez was low three quarters. The ball kind of ran more than it actually sank. But Hunter Brown, since about mid-season, or actually since a little bit before the All-Star break, they gave him back his two-seam fastball. He throws from a very high arm angle, and the problem he was having was his four-seam fastball was just getting absolutely tattooed all over the yard, and they had to do something to figure out a way to get him some get the ball on the ground for one thing, and also create some more swing and miss. Well, they gave him back his two-seam fastball. Hadn't thrown a two-seam fastball since he was at Wayne State. They took it away from him in the minor leagues, and they told him to go four-seam overhand curveball. And now he's back to more sinker cutter and curveball. And it's been devastating. So the task is to get him kind of in the middle of the zone. He'll throw that four-seam fastball at the top of the zone, but also he'll drive that two-seamer down at the bottom too. So you have to make sure you get a pitch to hit in the zone you're looking for, and right and left-handed hitters, again, get it close to them so that you can account for the sink that's moving away from them. So your windows have to change a little bit, but the task at hand is somewhat similar. You're going to see a very left-hand heavy lineup facing a right-handed pitcher is different from the lineup that you saw yesterday with Valdez being left-handed as well.
It seems like it's a running joke with broadcast crews when a foul ball comes back to the booth and the color analyst will say, oh, I got your back. Don't worry about it. But it never happens. You protected Dan Dickerson a couple weeks ago like it was you were part of the Secret Service there. I mean,
like my job depended on it.
Exactly. Yes. I mean, that ball came in hot, my man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Look, at the end of the day, you know, talking to Ron Colangelo when they decided to bring me on, he said, "Oh yeah, you're you know, you got to call the game, bring your insights, but your main, that's 1A. One is to protect Dan Dickerson." And so, you know, I take that very seriously. No, in all seriousness, I was really trying. If you go back and look at it, I was kind of just getting out of the way, and I, honest to God, my hand just went up. I just went up, and the ball stuck to my left hand. And so, yeah, I played it off like I knew exactly what I was doing, but that was more just straight reaction.
It was awesome. And I bet you got more comments on that than maybe anything you said all season long.
The funny part is I go down to the clubhouse the next day for, you know, the standard media stuff, and, like, Tork came up to me. McKinstry came up to me. Tyler Holton came up to me. I was like, dang, man, I didn't expect all this, but I'll take it.
Hey, great job, Bobby. We'll be listening today. I know a lot of people will be listening with these afternoon games, and hopefully we got a series with Cleveland to preview as well.
I hope you're right. I like the Tigers' chances. The guys are playing well, and they're up for it.
Bobby Scales from the Tiger Radio Network joining us here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals at the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.